News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Eve O'Reilly is with us to talk swimming pool etiquette because, according to herself, the situation in public pools is disastrous. You end up being run over by people who think they are competing in the Olympics. Niamh, what is the worst that you have seen in terms of poor public pool etiquette?
Hi, Anton. Yeah, I think it's probably lane hogging. So in most public pools, you will have it divided up into open swim and areas for people to swim in lanes. There's normally slow, medium, fast. And I think Irish people seem to have a problem picking sort of the right lane. And if they pick the wrong lane, they tend to stay in it. And it can be very frustrating if you're just trying to go about your business and do a few lengths, you know, and you have somebody who refuses to either move up or down to the correct lane. And it can cause an awful lot of aggro. You know, I've seen people like shouting at each other in a public swimming pool, you know, over kind of lane etiquette or lack of lane etiquette, as it were.
What about pool toys and general playfulness?
Yeah, that tends to be like a lot of our pools are hotel pools. You know, 57% of the pool space are hotel pools, and they kind of tend to be a little bit like the Wild West and all bets are off. Generally, because they're a different size to a public swimming pool, they can be kind of smaller or they can be a funny shape. So sometimes they might have one lane cordoned off for people to go in and do a few lengths. But like, be prepared for kids to be throwing inflatables over your head, you know, and pool noodles whacking you in the face as you're trying to just go up and down, get a few lengths in. So it's mayhem a lot of the time.
So is this one of those things, like, you know, the way you see these signs now in a lot of public service offices where they say rudeness to our staff will not be tolerated? Do you need the same thing in public pools where there is a list of acceptable and unacceptable behaviours?
I think that would be great, but I just think maybe like a public information campaign on pool etiquette would be great, because I think a lot of people just don't know how to behave in like a public swimming pool. Because I don't know about you, but I wasn't brought to a swimming pool very often when I was a kid. It was more of a rarity or a treat. So I just don't think we've grown up having this stuff ingrained into us. So I don't think it would do any harm to kind of teach people, you know, the right and the wrong way to do things in swimming pools. Like, if you want to overtake someone in a lane, officially you're supposed to tap the ankles of the person in front of you. And some people they don't know why you're doing it, and they can get very irate and be like, why are you touching my feet? You know, and you're trying to tell them this is kind of the accepted way of letting someone know that you want to pass them. So now, I think
hang on for a second, Niamh. I am not one to question you, but how did this, where is the rule written down about this ankle tapping?
Oh, it's like if you're a swimmer, like there are kind of accepted rules. Like, I don't know if they're written down in a swimming pool, but like they're probably on Swim Ireland's website.
No, there is no context in life in which I will accept a stranger touching my ankles.
It's gross. I'm not the biggest fan of it either. And I would not like to touch someone else's feet or have some randomer touch my feet in a pool. But apparently that is the accepted way to let someone know, hey, can I pass you out, please? Because if you're stopping to ask them, you're kind of interrupting a flow. So I guess this is the easiest but kind of grossest way to pass someone out in a pool. So I think maybe it would be wise if Swim Ireland or whatever the established body is would maybe just let people know, hey, this is, you know, swim etiquette. This is how you do X, Y, Z. I think it's just that people don't know.
Niamh, thank you very much. Niamh O'Reilly, who is a freelance journalist. 53106, if you have a view, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.